This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Students at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design have been out in the community for the past several months, talking to community members and making observations. The result is an original documentary theater piece titled Cold Water, about the struggle for water in the Southwest, which opens Friday for a two-weekend run in the university's Greer Garson Theater. With us this morning is the director of the production from the Performing Arts Department at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Victor Talmadge. Victor, good morning. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Spencer. It's great to be here.
This show is an outgrowth of the university's documentary theater class. What is the idea behind documentary theater?
Documentary theater was actually pioneered by a theater artist named Anna Deavere Smith. And what she did in the late 90s was she interviewed people over various issues, and she would represent those people in performance using their own words. What I've done over the past years is I've developed productions over themes that took place in various communities, interviewed people that were involved with the issues, and then presented productions based on the exact words of those individuals, and tried to find a narrative form to comprise the stories that we were telling.
There were quite a few people who were talked with for the background for this production. How did you put those conversations together and create a theater piece out of that?
Once we assembled all of the transcripts, and the students really were pioneering in this. I taught them how to do interview techniques, but they conducted the interviews, they transcribed the material, and then I assigned a couple of students to do a first pass in looking at all of the material and coming up with certain themes that I knew had emerged from the interviews that we had conducted. The piece is Cold, Cold Water, and it's about the village of Agua Fria. Actually, about 5 years ago, one of my colleagues, a costume designer who costume designed this production, named Cheryl Odom, who lives in the village of Agua Fria, told me about their story. Agua Fria used to be the breadbasket for Santa Fe, and when the water was diverted from Agua Fria, the town literally dried up. You know, I'm a big believer in the specific reflecting the universal. And it became apparent that the theme of water in the Southwest was being reflected in the issues of Agua Fria and the residents there. So as these themes emerged, the students would start piecing together the storyline. I was the final editor in terms of what was working because, in my experience, I have a sense of what's dramatic and the story that we really need to tell. And we finally have, I think, what is a really concise story that we're telling.
And what will the audience actually be seeing on stage?
They'll be seeing students who have not only lived with the story of Agua Fria for 6 months now, but are portraying characters who they interviewed, telling a narrative story about the history of Agua Fria and the issues that the Agua Frians have faced over time, both with and without water. One of the things that I thought was essential was to somehow contrast the scarcity of water with the abundance of water. So the first part of the piece is the celebration of water. And then the whole second part of the piece is the absence of water and how the community members deal with the different conflicts that come up with having no water and thinking about having to sell the land and land that has been in generations in families for 400 and 500 years and how they deal with that kind of dilemma.
Wow. Faculty member Victor Talmadge directs students from the Santa Fe University of Art and Design in an original documentary theater production, Cold Water, which performs this weekend and next in the university's Greer Garson Theater. Go to ticketssantafe.org. Victor, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.